Welcome to the Maven's Keys to Financial Contentment, a personal guide to achieving your financial goals. In each episode, certified financial planner Dominique Henderson reveals insights to the underlying truths of how to be truly financially content by learning to put your money where your heart is. Dominique is the owner and founder of DJH Capital Management, LLC, a fee-only registered investment advisory firm offering comprehensive financial planning and wealth management services to entrepreneurs. You can learn more about Dominique and his firm by visiting their website, www.djh-capital.com, or on social media by the hashtag Financial Literacy Bootcamp. Now here's the Maven himself, Dominique Henderson.
Welcome to the Maven's Keys to Financial Contentment. I'm your host, Dominique Henderson. And for the next few shows, we'll be talking about social cartography. This is a term that I came up with in my thinking. Maybe somebody else came up with it before I did. I like to think that I was the originator of it. But the social cartography series, we'll talk about diagnosing, prescribing, and monitoring over the next few weeks. And first of all, let's just say happy 4th of July. This show will be airing on Independence Day. Glad to be living in a country where I have the freedom to do things like this and much other things. So very grateful for that. And another housekeeping thing right before we get to the show is I'm doing some experimenting with technology, specifically video. So I'm gonna pause on the video. And for those of you that watch on YouTube that love to see my face, I'm sorry. There's other ways to see that, to see my face, but we're going to pause on that because we want to do something. I want to keep the show, you know, great video, great audio content, and the video hasn't been, to my liking. So I want to change that and we're working on some solutions. So, bear with me on that one. But the reason for this one is twofold. So, we know that we do the Maven's Keys on Tuesdays for now, and we do the Financial Literacy Bootcamp on Friday. And I'm working on a concept for the Financial Literacy Bootcamp about what do real financial planners do? What is real financial planning? You know, there's so many, there's 300,000 of us out there wearing the title of financial advisor, financial planner. And often I get the question by peers and prospective clients about what do we actually do and what are some of the ways that we can help. So I wanted to, you know, start off the conversation on the Maven's Keys to Financial Contentment because I really view myself as a social cartographer, and I'm going to get into that in just a bit. But I'm going to bring hopefully some peers of mine that kind of espouse financial planning the way that I do, fee only, independent, not tied to any commissions or anything like that, and just kind of talk about their practices a little bit and the changes in the industry. So I think that'll be really, really helpful for a lot of people, and I'm excited about it. But it kind of begins the discussion probably for the next at least few weeks here, and then whenever I can line that up on the Financial Literacy Bootcamp, in uncovering or pulling back the covers, so to speak, on what financial planning is in what we do as financial planners and how at least I'm doing my practice. So at least on this show, you're going to, at least for the next three or four episodes on this show, you'll start to see some of the, what I think about and how I work with clients. So I want to talk about a map because it's very important to have a map when traveling to a destination. And I remember the days before Siri, when you had those turn by turn GPS things. Genie, I don't remember what they were called, but anyways, I had one of those, and then you had to get the CDs, and then they had to download all the maps. That was back in the day. And then really back in the day, I'm a military brat. My dad drove us all around the country. So I remember the Mapsco way back in the day and the Atlas on those really long trips. But no matter what adaptation you have, you definitely need a map for where you're going, right? And then if I want to, and that's in the physical sense. So if you wanted to kind of relate that to financial planning and mental maps that we all have, right? I have my own mental map. My wife has her own mental map. You have your own mental map. And how you view financial planning or life in general is viewed through that prism. Those are the lenses you're wearing. And so often in financial planning, as an advisor, counselor, planner, I have to dive into a lot of those maps. So I wanted to talk about social cartography because that's really the term for it, and specifically diagnosing how that works. So we're all familiar with maps. We use maps all the time to get to our destination because they are a very reliable means of navigation. And we also use mental maps to navigate our lives. As I discussed a couple of weeks ago in decoding our money messages, there are these belief systems that essentially act as the software program in our brains that help us carry out certain behaviors or decisions that produce desired or undesired results. So, you know, an example may be that, say you believe money is something that only the rich have because they take it from others. And therefore, you may find it hard, in turn, to ask for money from someone or accept it when it's given to you because deep down you feel you're doing something wrong because you don't see yourself as rich, right? That could be a belief system that you have. And there's many others, right? But I think my point here is that since there are so many different instances of maps, we create these and they guide how we feel and act about certain things, right? And so I'm just inviting you guys to explore this topic with me and in your own mind, you know, explore this conversation, this discussion, if you will, on diagnosing, prescribing, and monitoring. So let's talk about diagnosis just for a bit more. And I think it really happens in two steps. When I'm sitting down with a client, inevitably, we got to talk about where they want to go, right? And when we're sitting down having that discussion about where they want to go, sometimes they need some boundaries, some signpost, if you will, around that goal articulation. And that's what I'm there for, to really succinctly and, you know, very clearly say where we're trying to go. Because that's the only way we can really address any gaps, if you will, between where we are now and where we want to go. So I call that destination decision. So just like with any physical map or location, you start with where you want to go from where you are. And you decide, like with a map, like for instance, if I wanted to go to Plano from where I am right now in DeSoto, I can look at probably three or four different routes. I can go, for us native Texans, this will make sense. I can go straight up the interstate, 75. I can go tollway. There's a couple different routes that I can go, but you know, I'm going to want to choose probably the quickest amongst those alternatives to get me to my destination. So just like with a financial map, you don't necessarily want to go with the quickest. You want to go with the most efficient or effective for you, right? Because what's effective for me when it comes to finances is not effective for you or not effective even for the next person. All these are very individual financial maps. But I think with a destination decision, from getting from point A to point B, you have to have a list of priorities that are important to you first, right? What is important to you? What do you value? Do you value giving? Do you value time with your family? You may value all those things. And so we have to sequence those in an order that makes it, you know, you got to bite the eat the elephant one bite at a time. So in order to get to a financial goal or destination, there's several things that you have to do. So if you don't put those in sequence of, you know, the value that they have to you, I mean, all those things may be important, but what's first, what's second, what's third, right? So that's where I'm going with that. My job is to help you articulate what's first, second, and third so that we can move some things to the back of the line that are not as important so we can make sure we do accomplish where we're trying to go, if that all makes sense. So the next thing would be destination adjustments, because you can decide very well to go somewhere. Like I can decide to go to Plano from Dallas or from Dallas to New York or LA, but I'm going to have to make some adjustments. Usually the longer the trip, the more adjustments you have to make or be at least willing to make, because just like with all travel, when you get in a car or a plane or anything, you're going to have to adapt to roadblocks. With cars, you have to adapt to traffic. There may be construction, all kinds of things like that. So your financial map's not going to be any different from that top-down view. The important thing is when you have to make adjustments, that you are willing to make those and you don't give up. That's the important thing. Don't give up just because you have some type of delay or setback. You know, I've talked to many people that, you know, maybe they've had to file bankruptcy or they got a divorce or they had a job change or some other life event that is a setback, acknowledged, but you still have to push forward. And here's the reason why you even develop a plan in the first place, right? It helps you adjust and adapt to those different things that get thrown your way, curveballs, as you will, so that you can continue on to your destination. A good plan will account for adjustments, right? I think the corollary here in working with like real life maps is, so for instance, if I see that there's construction on the way, or I know that there's construction on the way, or there's going to be rush hour traffic, then I want to adjust the time maybe that I leave, right? Instead of leaving, if it takes me 30 minutes without traffic and, you know, an hour with traffic, then I want to leave maybe 70 minutes early or 75 minutes early so I can be on time. Well, you do the same thing with your financial map. You know, you're going to put away, you know, more money a month, depending on, you know, just kind of a cushion for what we call Murphy's Law. You know, Murphy, he will come and visit when we're not expecting it. So maybe you save a little more that month. Maybe you don't spend as much. Maybe you pay off that credit card a little earlier. Those are the type of decisions that are relatable to your financial life and things like that. So I hope you enjoyed today's edition of the Maven's Keys to Financial Contentment. What we're going to do next week is we'll start talking about prescribing with this social cartography, because this is a very interesting subject. I love behavioral economics and behavioral finance. And so it's very exciting to me to talk about these with you every week. But like I said, I hope you enjoyed this edition of the Maven's Keys to Financial Contentment. Remember to follow us on social media. And subscribe to the updates so you can begin to get those as we release them. Have a great and prosperous day. Bye for now.